K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
KC8YVF Mobile.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
Is that you, Rod? I think that was you. All I can hear is teeth chattering. KCVOA.
Yeah, that's about it. It's a cold one out there today.
Yeah, I see we got a weather advisory about minus 20 for tomorrow morning with the wind chill.
Okay, I haven't checked any of the weather reports for tomorrow, but I know it was supposed to be down there only in the teens for like today, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then I think like Wednesday, Thursday was going to make it back up to the 20s.
Yep, so, yeah, it's supposed to be a cold one with the wind chill, minus 20 tomorrow.
Well, I might have to wear my heated jacket if that's the case. That's not good. So hopefully the vehicles start in the morning.
I hear you there. I went out to my vehicle this morning and had a surprise.
Oh, yeah? Wouldn't start?
Oh, worse than that. I had, apparently I had a pop bottle in the back seat I didn't know about. I had a shopping bag, it was over top of it. And it let loose. 2 liter. And when it let loose, it blew the bottle apart and of course was on the floor down there behind the driver's seat and it shot right between the driver's seat and the console. It actually went up and it hit the windshield and everything else, and it made one heck of a mess all over the place. So, that's not fun to clean up. The only good part is it froze instantly when it went off, so it was slushy. So, still a mess to clean up. It's not fun cleaning up a mess in this weather.
Oh, yuck. as you're going on with that story, and I'm thinking, oh, man, what a mess. In this cold weather, everything's frozen or slushy, and that's almost as bad as when I first bought this vehicle. I went and got a Big Gulp and one of the big 64-ounce things and set it in the drink holder, and I pulled out of the parking lot and turned out on the whatever road it was, and that thing toppled over. And, of course, it hit on the passenger side floor, and the lid came off, and 64 ounces of Coke went all over the new vehicle. So try and get sticky Coke out of the carpet and that, and off the seats and everything else was a mess. But, yeah, at least that was in summer. You could get the steam cleaner out and do something, but, yeah, try and do it in this weather.
Yeah, it's just not going to happen. It's not going to happen. My bigger concern than anything else that I've seen that was not so much cleaning the mess up is all the electronics, the switches, and all the rest of that stuff getting into it. That was my big concern. And still is my big concern.
Yeah, yeah, you get that stuff, especially like, you know, coke or something like that, and that's a mess. Yeah, that'll eat up contacts and do everything else and make a gooey mess out of everything. So, yeah, how do you clean those out? How do you fix those? This was in the truck?
Of course.
Oh, wonderful. Well, yeah, I haven't had that, I know, in the vehicle now. That happened in my first van that I had. And this one, the cup holders are a tiny bit taller, but as soon as you take a corner, whatever is in those cup holders are going on the floor. So only covered bottles in this vehicle. If we have we stop at a restaurant or something, get a soda or something with just one of the snap-on tops, you got to hold it. My wife knows that, so do I. So she'll drive with one hand on the cups if they're in the cup holder as we're driving, or she'll hold it. But, yep, not good. Yeah, I know. At least, like I said, the vehicles, I've been going out. I haven't drove my car in a week here because with the snowy mess, I just take the van. And I started it the last few days. It ran fine. I let it warm up, clean all the snow off of it, and get the ice and that off of it. So I put a new battery in the car this year. I just put a new battery in just in November, December there. Wasn't wanting to start. I put a new battery, I think, in the van here last year, the year before. The wife's car's battery is probably 3 years old, so all three have been starting fine so far, especially when we had that earlier cold spell. So I should be okay.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, the wife's car is not fun to change that one. It's up underneath the passenger seat, and when the battery goes dead, you can't even get to it with the seat back. It's all motorized seating, so you have to get up underneath the hood and hook up. Jump pack on, hope the battery is not shorted out where you can't make the seat go ahead. So, not a fun one to change. Not easy to get at, even with the seat ahead.
Yeah, they're not making any of those things that have to be changed on a regular basis easy to get to. They're sticking them in all weird places. My wife's Bonneville that she had, both of them were underneath the back seat, but luckily that came out fairly easy. It just, it unlatched to push it and lift up, and then the seat would unlatch. But you'd have to take it totally out of the car to have room to get in there, so you were squished in the back seat trying to disconnect things. Good point, it was, you could at least, close the doors, be fairly warm in the winter, warmer than standing outside. And all the contacts and everything were in great condition because it was inside the vehicle, and it lasted. We only replaced the battery once in the car. The first battery lasted 10 years because it was in, not out the elements as much. Wife's Buick, I can't even change. It has to go to the dealer. There's so much stuff and crap that has to, wiring and everything that has to get out of the way. I had to change it once right after we bought it. The first winter, it wasn't working right. And I couldn't even get to it. And I'm thinking in the middle of the winter, there's no way I'm standing out in the driveway trying to change, figure out how to get this out of here. So I paid the dealer to do it. The car's a little easier. It's to remove a couple of braces or brace under the hood and remove part of an electrical panel, and you can wiggle it out of there, so it wasn't too bad.
Yeah, good, yeah. So a lot of them have that BMS on there and everything else, and very interesting on that. You can, it may not want to start, you can turn the headlights on. The headlights will be on, but you can hit that key and the battery still can be bad and the lights will still be on. I found that out on my Trailblazer. It did that to me. It needed a battery and I thought, nope, battery's good. So that was an expensive mistake. That was a couple hundred dollars just to put a battery in it. I could have done it cheaper. But yeah, a Director Bill.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, I spent $180 just for the battery for the car. Just a good regular battery, wasn't even a gel cell or anything, because the friend of mine works, one of the night managers at O'Reilly's on State Street there, or morning managers and that, worked the commercial sales area. And like you said, what vehicles are you going in? I said, my car. And he said, well, how much do you drive it a day? I said, well, if I'm driving it during the day to work, it's 9 miles there and 9 miles home. He said, well, you don't want one of the gel cells then, because he said, you're not driving long enough to charge it. He said, just a regular flooded cell, sealed flooded cell will give you better results, because it charges up quicker than the gel cell, especially for short trips. So I said, that's it. I drive it to work and back.
KABAC, repeater Saginaw.
The wife's car if we go someplace, but I said, yeah, it's 18 miles a day. He said, yeah, you take more out of the charge than what you put back into that battery. So it was a little cheaper. It was like $20 cheaper is all from the gel cell, but long as it works, starts the car, that's all I care. The last one only lasted about 4.5-5 years, and that one died.
KCBOA, well, I've been pleased with getting the batteries from Interstate up there in Bay City, usually getting the blem and getting a considerable amount of money knocked off, and make all look fine for me. So I've been pleased with that. I'll turn it back over to you, KCBOA.
KCBYVF, yeah. I know I used to get them when my friend worked at Batteries Plus. I'd get his discount, so, you know, about 10% above cost on them. So I buy, in the van, I bought two of the yellow top Optima batteries because I got $100 off of them. So it was a good deal, and those lasted 7-8 years. And were, you know, better because they were both a starting battery and ran the equipment in the van better. But the only thing I've got in here now is just the main radio here, the dual band, and I got the 220 that basically I don't use if I need it for something. But it just sits here, and I don't even put the computer anymore in here. It's got the mount for it, but I haven't even put it in here lately. So I got a different computer to go in here, so get the Neno TNC in this summer so I can at least run WinLink off the 220 if I need it mobile. But yeah, I don't run that equipment anymore, so I'm back to just a regular battery now.
Yep. Yeah, I was just getting ready to look up antenna mount for my vehicle. I understand they've got something there. It goes up underneath between the hood and the fender and allows you to mount the antenna that way. No, that's what I was going to try to look and see what I could find.
Yeah, I think Jeff has a couple of those on his truck. Because, like, you know, you look at Dave VW, it's kind of like, where do you put it? He's got one mounted in between the cab and the bed. Something off the frame rails down there and coming up in between. And I know a couple of the YouTubers are using mounts that they made, that they have out there that go off the hood. I think you remove one of the fender bolts and it goes on top of one of the fender bolts to hold it in place and go up that way. As long as you're not getting too crazy in height, they'll work fine.
Yeah, they're actually made to fit. So if you find the right one, they're made to fit the vehicle, and you just remove a bolt and put it back in, and there's another one you put in the second bolt in it, and it's good to go. But I think it's what I understand is no hole drilling. You just bolt it on.
Yeah, I know one guy on the YouTube, he's got a Ford Explorer, I think, and there's a special mount for it, and that was it. Open the hood, pull out the bolt, slide it on, put the bolt back down. He did run a separate ground wire off of it because he didn't want to scratch the paint off the new vehicle to get a good contact, and that was about it. He said, you know, it was like a 10-minute 10-minute installation, so nothing much.
Yep, that's what I'm kind of looking at. So, well, I got her upstairs. Mother Nature's calling, so I've got to take care of that, and hopefully we'll hear you in the net tonight. TCYVF, TCVOA.
All right, Rick, you see you tonight, and I see that they plowed the street because my driveway's all blocked in here again, and it's all drifted over, so I have to claw my way into the driveway. We'll talk to you tonight, KC8YGF.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Attention all radio operators. Please stand by for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. My name is Randall May. My call sign is KE8AHW. And I will be acting as tonight's net control for this evening's net. This net reads on this repeater every Monday night at 9 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 MHz with a PL of 103.5 for the primary purpose of handling traffic, making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow radio operators, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all radio operators. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, speak slowly, provide your name, location, and let us know if you have any traffic or an emergency. At this time, I would like to take check-ins from those operators who are mobile, on short time, or that plan on being in and out. If that's you, please call now.
Kilo Echo 8, Papa Charlie Quebec, KE8PCQ, Dave in Bay City. I will be in and out. No traffic, 73, and have a great night.
This is Kilo
Kilo Charlie 8,
Sierra Delta Lima.
KC8, STL, Bob Bay City. Randall, I'm going to be in and out tonight, 7-3, no traffic. Good night, Brian. Or good night, my good friend Randall. Yeah, good night, Randall. There we go. Back tonight.
Okay, at this time, is there anyone else who's mobile on short time or that plans on being in and out? Right now we have two operators, KE8 PCQ and KC8 SDL. Are there any other operators who are mobile short time or that are planning on being in and out? If so, please call now.
This is KF8 AIW Ryan from Bay City, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Alpha India Whiskey, Ryan. I'll be in and out, no traffic.
KD8YXO, George, Saginaw Township, in and out, no traffic.
All right, thank you for joining us for a moment. At this time, is there any check-ins from an Echolink station? If you're on Echolink, please call now.
It is Kilo 6, Kilo, Quebec, Victor, Hill, Cupertino, California. No traffic.
Anyone else on Echolink who would like to check in, please call now. Okay, hearing none, I'd like to start to take regular check-ins. If you're a regular check-in, please call now.
Dave, WA8DW, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is N8EUI, Tom, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is Kilo, Charlie, 8, Victor, Oscar, Alpha, Rick, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is November 8, Kilo, Papa, Romeo, Bob, and Frankenmuth Township, no traffic.
This is KD8, MMH, Mike, Carlton Township, no traffic.
This is Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot, Ron, Saginaw County, no traffic.
KD8 BAZ, Mini Burke, no traffic.
This is KE8 QCO, Fred, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
Okay, anyone else? Any other regular check-ins? Please call now. Okay, we're going to start with our Echolink station. Our friend from California, I didn't get your call sign correctly. It's my fault. If you could please repeat that again, I greatly appreciate it.
Certainly. This is Kilo 6, Kilo, Quebec, Victor. Over.
Thank
Thank you, K6KQV. If you'd please go ahead. You're our first operator tonight.
Well, good evening to everyone on the net. And it's been a pretty nice day out here. A little windy. We're expecting some rain later on this evening and possibly tomorrow, too. Hopefully that wind will die down, though. But hasn't been too bad here in this part of California lately. I did manage to participate in the ARRL DSCW contest this past weekend. That was pretty successful. I couldn't spend a lot of time on it this year, but we had a lot of fun just the same. So I would be interested in hearing anybody else's comments if they participated in that contest. That's about all I have for this evening, so back to net, K6KQV.
Thank you, K6KQV. And by the way, did you guys experience an earthquake today? Actually, two of them, maybe about an hour or two ago.
No, sir, not in this area. Didn't feel a thing.
Okay, thank you very much. Our next operator is W8DW, then after Dave, it's N8EY Tom. W8DW, please go ahead.
Okay, real good there. We had the W8DW. With parts of weather here, Bill, windy but snowy. We're not getting the rain, we're getting the snow. And then the cold coming in, the next few days supposed to get really cold. And then if a week on down, the calendar here looks like may start getting into the 30s, so that's good. I did participate in the ARRL CW International DX Contest. And we didn't get on Saturday. I got on and I had some stuff that I had to do, and I had some problems with the radio interfacing with the logging program. So got about 20 contacts on Saturday, but we got up in the morning on Sunday, got on, and spent most of the day on and off during the day on Sunday working the contest. Ended up with 183 contacts, 60 countries, which is good for me, and I had a lot of fun doing it. So, and everything worked after I got the problem solved on Saturday, so that was good. So, I was sort of hoping for 200 contacts. I got on, most of my contacts were on 10, 15, and 20. We got on late and did some on 40 meters, but the bands were really good on Sunday. On Sunday here, anyway, worked. I think the furthest one probably New Zealand. I worked New Zealand on 10, 15, and 20 meters. So that was good. Anyway, that's all I got for this time around. We'll turn it back to you there, Randy. Okay. WADW, back to net there, Randy. Go ahead.
Thank you, WADW. Our next operator, N8EY, then after Tom, KCAPUA, Rick. N8EY, please go ahead.
Okay, Randy, thanks very much. This is N8EY. Good evening, everyone. Hope everyone's doing well, staying warm. It's really cold out there. My thermometer is saying 6 degrees above right now in Saginaw Township, so I know it's pretty consistent with everybody else. It's been very snowy the last few days. I shoveled the driveway out. I tend to shovel it more. I get better, more exercise when I shovel it, and it's just not worth getting the snowblower out just for a gusting. I had to get it out, I think, on, I got it out on Saturday, I believe it was. But I shoveled it on Friday and yesterday, and just, you know, with the shovel. And, but every day, for 3 or 4 days, just every day, shoveling it out. I got quite a bit of exercise, though, which is good for the heart. Let me break real quick. I'm sorry, anyway, that's about, let's see what else, Friday was Valentine's Day, so I took my wife, Barb, to a nice lunch. We went to Olive Garden, we had a little bit left over on a gift card we got about a year ago. Turns out there was only like $2 on the card, but it was okay. We had the all-you-can-eat soup and salad, which was really good. And then we went to Culver's and had some custard, and that was our day pretty well. Let's see what else. Other than shoveling snow and Valentine's Day, it's kind of a slow week. So I'm going to toss it back to you, Randy, and hear what everybody else has to say. So catch you on the 73 round. This is NAEUI.
Thank you, NAEUI. Our next operator, KCAVOA, then after Rick, NAKTR. Bob, KC8DOA, please go ahead.
Well, good evening, Randy, and everybody in the net. Last week, I was kind of under the weather with the flu last week, so not a whole lot of activity last week. I did manage to get out yesterday and clean the driveway up in that, and today when I went out, it looked like I didn't do anything. The wind that was blowing and howling last night blew a lot of that snow back in the driveway, kind of drifted in. So with that, I do have schools, a lot of schools are closing for tomorrow because the wind chill is being down to negative 20 and so forth. So skin freezes relatively quick, so there'll be school closings for tomorrow and so forth. And for Bill out in California there, you're not missing nothing back here in Michigan. This is not good weather to be in. And I did manage today to go ahead and order antenna mount, whip, and a feed line for my truck. And with that, I'll turn it back over to Net Control. KC8VOA.
Thank you, KC8POA. Our next operator is NAKTR Bob. Then after Bob, KD8MMH Mike. NAKTR, please go ahead.
Well, good evening, Randy. Everybody else on the net. It's 4 degrees here in Frankenmuth, and about 10 inches of snow on the ground. That's what it was this morning. Didn't snow today, so, but you know how snow is, it kind of compresses, so may only have 9 inches tomorrow morning, but what else? Oh, daughter and granddaughter live in Cleveland. They come up for the weekend. Luckily, they come up Friday night, and the roads are good, and they left today, and the roads are good, but in between, yeah, you didn't really want to be traveling too far. Yeah, I think I had a snowblower out 3 times. Could have had it out 4, but I don't know what I did, but I screwed up my left leg, back in my thigh. Like I pulled a muscle or something. I slipped on some ice when I was trying to muscle around the snowblower around this tight corner, and I slipped on some ice, and you know how it is when you try and catch yourself. You know, your muscles all tighten up, and yeah, I think I over-tightened something, but it'll work out eventually. Well, what else is new around here? Not much, really. Played some radio over the weekend when the girls went shopping. They went shopping in the afternoon Saturday, and I'm like, okay, I'm not going shopping for clothes, so I'll just sit at home and play radio. But that's about it for this round. That's Net Control. This is NAKPR.
Thank you, NAKPR. This is KEA-AHW for the Simon Valley Amateur Radio Association Net. on the K8DAC repeater. All right, our next operator is KD8MMH, then after Mike, KC8YVF, Ron. KD8MMH, it's your turn.
Okay, KE8AHW, this is KD8MMA. Well, good evening, Randy. Good evening, everyone on the net this evening. Like everyone else, just staying inside, trying to keep warm. Just looked at my temperature here in Carlton, and I've got 7 degrees. And just keeping up with the snow. Went out a few times over the past weekend with the snow blower. Just a little bit on the driveway this morning. But the plow went through apparently last night sometime, and with the parking area out front in the driveway, it left quite a bit from the snow plow. So I did get the snow blower out again today and cleaned up where the snow plow went through. That's always fun when they come through and plow everything back in. Other than that, not a lot going on here. I think this will be my only go around too, Randy, so I'll say 7-3 to everyone. Hope everyone has a great week ahead. With that, we'll turn it back to net control. KD8MMH, back to you, Randy, and thanks for doing the net tonight.
KD8MMH, thank you for being part of the group tonight. Okay, our next operator, KC8YVF, and after Ron, KC8PAZ Mini. KC8YVF, please go ahead.
Good evening, everyone on the net tonight. And Randy, thanks for doing the net. For me, I've been sitting here trying to do some work, updating my Tiny SA. I haven't used it in quite some time. The firmware is out of date. Some of the features or settings that I need to change to do a particular function are not on there. So I'm trying to update the firmware. Unfortunately, it won't let me update the firmware because, at least in the Windows program, because it can't find the device. Even though the COM port's there, it says it's connected. Software can't find the device in order to update the firmware. So I find a second way to do it. Of course, it wants me to register. I've registered finally as a guest. Wants me to download, but I can't get to that at the moment. So having a little difficulty trying to get through to update the firmware in my device so I can do it. I plan to do a presentation for the club in March, and if my device isn't working, then I guess I won't be doing it. So we'll can you try in here. Other than that, a weekend was spent shoveling snow. For me, I've got a double-wide driveway, but on the siding of the driveway, I have my enclosed trailer and two of my vehicles. I only have a single-car garage, so my motorcycles are in the garage. My cars are outside, so my wife's car sits in front of the garage door. So I can use the snowblower to do everything behind her car and out, but then I have to shovel around the cars and clean off the cars. And so I spent several times over the weekend doing just that, trying to keep it clear. And then I get up this morning, I had it pretty much all the way down to dry pavement, and I get up this morning and everything's covered again because the wind had blown, drifted across the driveway. So I've left it at this point. I cleaned some of it this morning before I left for work, and I got home and I looked at it and I said, nah, it's too cold, I'm going in. And from the weather report for tonight, we're supposed to have wind chills down to minus 20. Tomorrow morning, so I'm certainly not going to get out and do anything there either, so we'll let it go. Maybe it'll melt in a few weeks here to do that, but that's what I got for you this go around, Randy. This is KC8YVF.
Thank you, KC8YVF. Our next operator, KC8PAZ Mini, and then KE8Q CO Fred. KC8DAZ, it's your turn.
Well, good evening, KE8AW. This is KO Delta 8 Papa Alpha Zoo. Anyway, not much going on. I did finally stopped today and plowed my driveway out for me so I can get out a lot easier, and my grandson won't get stuck again at the end of the driveway like he did yesterday. So other than that, haven't been doing much. Too cold, staying on this side of the door, staying warm. This is KD8PAZ back to KD8AHW.
Thank you, KC8PAZ. Our next operator, KE8QCO. Then after Fred, we're back up to WADW. All right. KE8QCO, please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, Randall, and everyone on the net. You've been doing a lot of the same here with the snow shoveling and trying to stay warm. I was just looking at the long-term forecast. It looks like after this week, it's going to start getting a little bit above freezing here through the week. So I think maybe after this week, it won't be quite so bad. So besides that, just doing some inside stuff and got my taxes done last night. So that's done and e-filed, so that's one less thing off the list. So good time of year to do that kind of stuff. Never fun to do that, though. But with that, I'll say back to Nat. This is KE8QCO.
This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
Thank you, KE8QCO. I just have one other operator to slip in before Dave, and that's our friend from California, K6KQV Bill. And then after K6KQV, we're back to WADW Dave. K6KQV, please go ahead.
This is K6KQV. Well, very good, Randy, and good to hear everybody. And sorry to hear about that cold weather. My niece and her family are in Goodrich. They're in Genesee County, and yeah, they've been getting some really cold nights there, too. So they said they're just hunkered down and waiting for spring. And I don't know what our weather forecast is for the rest of the week, except rain tomorrow. But temperatures have been around 60 degrees in the daytime, maybe 62 degrees in some places. So kind of typical for this time of year, although it can take a nosedive between now and the end of March. So So we'll see what happens. And that's about all that I have. Good to hear that Dave was able to participate in the contest, too. Congratulations, Dave. Sounds like you did real well. And with that, we'll say 73. Everybody have a great evening. Stay safe and stay warm. Back to net, K6KQV.
Thank you, K6KQV. Okay, our next operator, WADW, then after Dave, NAADY, Tom. WADW, please go ahead.
Okay, real good there, Randy, WADW. Just to mention, I think there's a reading contest coming up here. Short time, I think it could be this weekend, and then after the first part of next month, first Saturday, I think of next month, or first weekend of next month, will be the ARRL, the sideband contest, sideband. I don't participate in any of the phone contests anymore, so I may get on, maybe make a couple contacts, but just don't get in there, it doesn't turn me on anymore. I used to love that, but we will be getting ready for doing some phone on the Michigan QSO party here in April, so hope to do that. Anyway, that's about all I got. Stay warm, and let's hope that warm weather hurries up and gets here. Back to you there, Randy. It's WADW, back to that.
Thank you, WAGW, our next operator, N-A-D-Y, Tom. Then after Tom, K-C-A-D-O-A, Rick. N-A-D-Y, you're up the bat.
Okay, thanks, Randy. This is N-A-D-Y. I just remember a couple things that happened over the week. I forgot to mention the first time. My wife, Barb, and I, we went back to the Thumb, took my mom out for lunch. She lives in the Thumb, Upper Thumb, actually near Caseville. So it's a little town called Vision. I don't know if anybody's heard of it. Little town, 1,100 people. And we took her to lunch, and just we spent about 3.5-4 hours with her, just talking and laughing and reminiscing, things like that. She was tickled to get out. She's 88 years old, widowed now, so it was a good day for her. And we got home about 7:30 that night. We had some other errands to run. We got home about 7:30, and she calls us to remind us that she had such a great time. You know, she was really, really tickled to get out and just to get out and get out and see people and things like that. So let me break real quick. And then, Friday, I think it was Friday, my router, a computer router, went south. It was just acting up, and it wouldn't connect, and I did all kinds of things, did some tests. I just couldn't figure it out. I'm not that computer literate, but I know when I can't connect with my phone. The Wi-Fi was didn't work, and the internet would come and go, and so ordered a new router. It came by way of Amazon Saturday. Quick turnaround, and it was seamless setting it all up. So we're back in business now. So everything's working good. So matter of fact, actually, it seems like the speeds are running a little faster. The old router was about 5 years old, 6 years old, and it just wore itself out. So we got a new one and a different brand. It was, like I said, it was really simple and seamless to set up. So, and then I've been off the air about 2 weeks now, but I've been putting new shelving and rearranging, reorganizing my Radio Shack. So, but we're back on board now. I got some few little things, but I'm all hooked up, ready to go. So, there was a PSK 31 contest over the weekend. I think I had a Riddy contest, but I wasn't able to attend that. But then I think there's some future contests coming up too. So, but like I said, everything's all organized now, and I'm back in business, and hopefully get some radio work done. So, anyways, I'm going to say 73 to everyone, and I hope everybody has a good week, and take care and stay warm. This is NAEUI saying good night.
Thank you, NAEUI. Okay, our next operator, KC8, DOA, Rick. Then, after Rick, NAKPR. KCAPOA, please go ahead.
Well, good evening again. We complain about the weather a lot and everything else, but I think we have a lot to be thankful for, considering some of the hurricanes, the fires, wildfires, the floods that devastated Kentucky and took a bunch of people and stuff like that. So I think we can be thankful for our weather, even though it might be wind chills minus 20 and some snow, some minor inconveniences compared to some very much life-changing events happening in other places. So I think we need to be thankful for that. Randy, don't forget to take a standby and see if there's any other stations that would like to join us. With that, I'm going to turn it back over to Net Control, KC8 VOA.
Thank you for joining us, KCADOA, and that's good advice. Are there any other operators, who haven't checked in yet who would like to participate in tonight's net? If so, please call now.
KD8YXO, George, Saginaw Township. I've been off the air for a couple of years. I just renewed my license. I don't even know how well this radio is working, so... But I thought I'd say hello, and I'm planning to participate in the future.
sign correctly. I think I've become a little dyslexic as I've gotten older. I have down K-E-8-Y-X-O, Saginaw Township. Is that correct?
KD Delta 8YXO. Like I said, I've been off the air for a couple of years. I've had some surgeries and stuff, so I just turned this radio back on, so I hope it's working. KD 8YXO, operators George, Saginaw Township.
KD 8YXO, do you have any further comments you'd like to make before I move on? If so, please go ahead.
No, I just thought I'd check in for the first time in a couple of years. So you guys have been selfish active anymore, so I thought I'd check in and say out, say hello, and I'll be around next Monday.
Well, K8YXO, as you know, we're always welcoming new operators, so I'm glad you joined us tonight, and I do hope you continue to join us every Monday night. With that, I'm going to move on to N8KPR Bob, and then after Bob, we're going to jump down to KC8YBF Ron. N8KPR, please go ahead.
This is N8KPR Bob in Frankenmuth. It is now 3 degrees here. Oh boy. All right, welcome back, George. Welcome back to the ham radio world. Good to hear you. And not much else going on. So let's say everybody have a great week. 73s all around. And thanks for doing that, Randy. Back to net control and NAKPR.
Thank you, NAKPR. Our next operator, KC8YVF Ron, then after Ron, we're dropping down to our Lady of the Air, Minnie, KC8PAZ. KC8YVF, please go ahead.
Good evening again, Randy, everyone on the net. Well, not much else for me. It's going to be an easy week. I have nothing planned on the schedule. Well, that's a good thing. We'll see what happens, comes along for next week. Like I said, hope it warms up a little bit. For me, I've been doing a couple more 3D print projects, but right now I'm trying to get this tiny SA to upgrade, so I'll be spending a little more time, probably another half hour or so here tonight, and then I'll work tomorrow night, see if I can get this done. I just downloaded a different program that's supposed to work, and there's a guy in the video that's supposed to, YouTube that's supposed to, show you how to do it via this program, so if, I'll see if I can get it to work. Yeah, this tiny SA is on version 0.03, and they're up to 1.4 something, so it was never upgraded when I got it, or when I got it, it was an old one. It's only maybe 2 years old, but boy, it's way behind on the update, so got to get those done. Thanks for doing that tonight, Randy. 73, everyone, stay warm, and we'll talk to you next week, KC8YVF. Back to that.
Thank you, KC8YVF. Our next operator, KC8PAZ, then after many, KE8QCO, Fred. KC8PAZ, you're recognized. Please go ahead.
Well, good evening there again, Randy. This is KD8PAZ. Not much else. I just looked at the temperature over here, and it's 2 degrees here. So it's a little bit chilly. That's why I'm staying inside, staying warm. And everybody that has to work tomorrow, hopefully they stay in and stay out of the cold, don't have to work outside. Anyway, this is KD8PAZ. That's KD8AHW.
Thank you, KC8PAZ. Our next operator, KE8QCO, Fred. KC8QCO, please go ahead.
Good evening again, everyone.
One quick question I had for, I think Mike has dropped off, maybe Ron, is there a board meeting this week? So just wanted to ask that. And with that, I'll say 7-3s, everyone. This is KE8QCO.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
This is net control. Does anyone have an answer for KE8QCO? If so, please go ahead.
Sorry, Randy, I had the radio down for a moment. Could you repeat what Fred's question was?
Yes, Fred asked if there's a board meeting this week, and if so, when and where.
Fred, there is no board meeting. Usually we only have a board meeting in January, and unless there is something specific that needs to be done by the board, we haven't had any additional board meetings. We did have one in like June and one in July, but there is no board meeting this month, so we're clear for this month. KC8 might be up back to net.
Thank you, KC8YVF. At this time, is there anyone else who'd like to join the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net? If so, please call now. Well, hearing none, I always kind of expect Jeff to connect with us, but he's not on this evening. Are there any other closing comments or announcements for tonight's net?
Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Oscar Alpha, recheck.
KCA VOA, please go ahead.
Thank you, Randy. For Savara members, next year will be the 70th anniversary for Savara, and start thinking of ideas and so forth of events that we might be able to have for next year to celebrate the 70th anniversary. And with that, I'm going to turn it back over to Net Control, KC8 VOA.
Thank you again, KC8 VOA. All right, tonight, including myself, we have a total of 15 check-ins. At this time, the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association would like to thank all those operators who participated in tonight's net. This is Randall May, KEAAHW. This net is now closed. We're returning the frequency back to normal amateur radio use. 7-3 to everyone. May God bless and good night.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.